Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast. I'm Harold Herring, and my fine wife, Bev, still on a business trip, but we'll be back the weekend. Have you ever ridden on a roller coaster at a fair or amusement park? The kind that makes some grown men and other riders throw up their hands in the air and scream loud enough to be heard over the noise. There's one thing, however. And see, when you do it, it kind of leaves a little knot in your stomach. But there's one thing that will never leave your financial stomach in knots. And that's the Word of God. Every day we make choices. All too often, Christians as well as secular folks make decisions based on what's going on around them. You hear this next sentence very carefully. Never make a decision based on what's going on around you instead of what's happening in you. Remember, God said he would never leave you nor forsake you. He is a covenant God. Deuteronomy 31:6, 31:6, Classic Amplified. Be strong, courageous, and firm. Fear not, nor be in terror before them, for it is the Lord your God who goes with you. He will not fail you or forsake you. Two verses later, Deuteronomy 31:8, 31:8, Classic Amplified says, it is the Lord who goes before you. He will march with you. He will not fail you or let you go or forsake you. Let there be no cowardice or flinching, but fear not. Neither become broken in spirit, depressed, dismayed, and unnerved with alarm. When the angel of Jehovah appeared to Gideon in Judges 6, he was crouching in the dark confines of a wine press, threshing wheat in secret to protect it and himself from the Midianite invaders. This was not a new way to thresh grain. Gideon was cowering in fear during a rough economic time. Listen to how the angel of the Lord addresses Gideon, and think of why God made sure it was included in Scripture so it could apply to you. Judges 6, verses 12 through 14. Judges 6, 12 through 14. The angel of the Lord appeared to him and said to him, the Lord is with you, O valiant warrior. Then Gideon said to him, O my Lord, if the Lord is with us, why then has all this happened to us? The Lord has abandoned us and given us into the hands of Midian. The Lord looked at him and said, go in this your strength and deliver Israel from the hand of Midian. Have I not sent you? Now, at first, Gideon complained about his circumstances by questioning the angel of the Lord. How could God really love Israel? How could God really care about me when there are so many in such distress, danger, and poverty? Gideon did not yet know who he was speaking to. The angel spoke as Jehovah himself. And when Gideon finally realized he'd been discussing politics and religion with God face to face, he was rightfully terrified. As I was reading verse 14, something stirred in my spirit. I want to share it with you. I believe it's a word for each of us on this fantastic Friday. It says, go in this your strength. The New Living Translation, that verse says, go in the strength you have and save Israel out of Midian's hand. Am I not sending you? What it was saying was that you got to take the first step. You got to get out of the boat. You have to make the initial effort. Once you begin moving, a spiritual inertia will take place. Hallelujah. Judges 6, verses 22 through 24. Judges 6, 22 through 24. Alas, O Lord God, for now I've seen the angel of the Lord face to face. The Lord said to him, peace to you. "Do not fear, you shall not die." Then Gideon built an altar there to the Lord and named it, "The Lord is Peace." Where does God first reveal his name as the Lord is Peace, Jehovah Shalom? In the presence of a man who is desperately afraid. A man who literally walled in by circumstances. A man who is worried and discouraged and had no peace in his heart. When Gideon's eyes were opened at last to see that the Lord had taken a personal interest in his situation, that God was present with him in the midst of all this darkness and fear, he worshiped the Lord by a new name, Jehovah Shalom, the Lord is Peace. In the days to come, the Lord put Gideon in some less than peaceful situations. In some ways, Gideon would face more stresses and challenges than he'd ever faced in his young life. Learning this business of being a valiant warrior wasn't going to be easy. But no matter what happened from this point on, Gideon could look back to a moment in time when Jehovah Shalom said, "Peace to you. Do not fear," and know that it was going to be all right going forward. If you feel as if you're trying to thresh wheat in a wine press, surrounded by an enemy who's trying to steal every grain of peace and gladness out of your life, remember, God is in the midst of your hurt and worry. He's a God of peace. True peace cannot be found in any other place than a right relationship with God. You cannot base your peace on the circumstances and situations of life. You must not let your peace be centered in relationships, a job, or financial security. They're all vulnerable in this world. There are people who work for the automotive industry for years, only to find that the things, the secure job, to find that the things a secure job and future they thought they had were gone like the wind. There are devastated believers who were caught unaware by the infidelity and abandonment of their spouse. There's one constant, one place of peace in every twist and turn of life. This is your opportunity to discover that God is Jehovah Shalom. As Paul wrote to the Ephesians, he himself is our peace, Ephesians 2:14. Once you really understand this and worship God as Jehovah Shalom, you can have peace no matter what storms sweep over the horizon. Jesus told his disciples this very thing in the last few hours before the cross. The men were in terrible turmoil, and things were about to get much worse. Here are the promises that Jesus gave to them. John 14:27, Classic Amplified. "Peace I leave with you. My own peace I now give, bequeath to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. Stop allowing yourselves to be agitated and disturbed. Do not permit yourselves to be fearful and intimidated, cowardly, and unsettled." John 16:33, also Classic Amplified. "I've told you these things so that in me you may have perfect peace and confidence. In the world you have tribulation and trials and distress, frustration. But be of good cheer, take courage, be confident, certain, undaunted. For I have overcome the world. I have deprived it of power to harm you. I have conquered it for you." Wow. When trouble rears its head and fear tries to move in and encamp in your heart and mind, where do you run to find peace? Do your thoughts turn to another person or your job or investments? There are things that can change in a moment. Rather than accept some counterfeit brand of peace, go to him. Go to him whose promise will calm your soul. He is the source, your source, your Jehovah Shalom, your God of peace. I suggest you take comfort and even memorize the words of Psalm 34, verses 6 through 10 in the New Living Translation. And the way to do it, just one verse at a time. One a day till you get it done. Or you can do it all at one time. Here's what it says. In my desperation, I prayed, and the Lord listened, and he saved me from all my troubles. For the angel of the Lord is a guard, and he surrounds and defends all who fear him. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, the joys of those who take refuge in him. Fear the Lord, you his godly people. For those who fear him will have all they need, and those who trust in him will lack no good thing. Hallelujah. There are 10 powerful thoughts contained in those verses. Number one, in my desperation. Number two, I prayed. Number three, the Lord listened. Number four, he saved me from all my troubles. Number five, for the angel of the Lord is a guard. Number six, he surrounds and defends all who fear him. Number seven, taste and see that the Lord is good. Number eight, oh, the joys of those who take refuge in him. Number nine, fear the Lord, you his godly people. Number 10, for those who fear him will have all they need. And just one more. It ends by saying, and those who trust in the Lord will lack no good thing. Hallelujah. With the word of God as your guide, you can throw your hands up and praise him, no matter what you're facing. And just consider the possibility that you might be the Gideon God is looking for. Are you ready? Are you ready for God to direct you, your future, to greater success? In spite of what you might perceive to be your own inadequacies? God, hear me, please. God sees you as a mighty person of value. And yes, you're the one he's looking for. Hallelujah. Go to HaroldHerring.com. Check out this week's 2-minute video. If you've been blessed by the teaching, click on the button that says sow a seed and just ask God what he'd have you do. That's all we ever ask. All we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails. And keep thinking rich thoughts.